It was a hard-fought campaign in Nigeria about eradicating corruption, and the anti-corruption candidate, a former military dictator, Muhammadu Buhari of the All Progressives Congress, has defeated incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan of the People's Democratic Party in the presidential elections. So there's a new leader and a promise of clean government, which the people of Nigeria have heard many times before. Yinka Adegoke, Africa editor for Quartz, says it's probably not possible to overstate the importance of this election.
It's probably one of the most important elections in Africa because we have Africa's largest economy, largest population. And, you know, just by virtue of its size, a leader in terms of democracy, thinking about democracy in Africa, where it hasn't always had smooth democracies. And this election in particular, because there's change in government from an incumbent, is going to be a very significant one.
Now, both of these candidates, Goodluck Jonathan and Muhammadu Buhari, come from the same elite, sort of political elite that has ruled Nigeria for a long time, yet Buhari has made this campaign about corruption.
Right.
Can he symbolize anti-corruption and then do something structurally to change Nigeria? Because that seems like the real challenge here.
Yeah, I mean, they are both from the political elite, but they do come from very different sides of the political elite. They both have very interesting narratives. Jonathan, literally, as his name, Goodluck, implies, almost fell into power, right? He almost wasn't part of the powerful elite, but became, obviously, being the president.
Indeed.
He became one. Now, Buhari has a very different narrative. He was a military ruler who overthrew a democratic government in 1983, on December 31st, 1983. Ruled for 20 months. It was a very tough rule. It was probably one of the more repressive regimes in Nigeria's history. And since then, he has obviously been a converted Democrat and believes very much in the democratic process. The one thing that has always stood in his favor was during his reign, he really pushed back at corruption. He was very much a beacon of, you know, we have to change. We have to be a more disciplined people. And even now, he, you know, to Nigerian people, he's still seen as someone who stands for an anti-corruption sort of position because he's not seen to own luxury homes around the world or around the country like most people who've been in power in Nigeria. He lives a very sort of simple life. And people, you know, particularly in the north of Nigeria, really believe that he can help the country change.
Is repression synonymous with wiping out corruption, or is his leadership going to have to sort of raise the sort of moral stakes of Nigerians and make them more sort of fair participants, less cynical participants in government?
Absolutely. You've got it so perfectly right. It's clearly the second. The idea of anyone trying to run a repressive government in today's Nigeria is possible, but it's not very realistic anymore. The one thing Nigerians have pushed back against for the last 16 years is the idea that a military rule or that type of rule would ever come back. And you could see it with this election process. It was just amazing to see the way people were really engaged, ordinary Nigerians, the volunteers at the polling units. And they really wanted it to be a transparent process as well. People were sharing their local polling unit numbers on Facebook and on Twitter because they really just wanted everyone to know, this is what happened here. We want you to see it. We don't want to be told something else happened when the final process comes through. And I think he believes this. The problem with Nigeria is that it's not that the leader, the individual presidents have always been bad. It's always been, they've always been a shadowy element of people around them. And if he leads from the front, you know, the way he's always seemed to have lived his life, I think he can really affect some change.
Yinka Adegoke is Africa editor for Quartz. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.